We've come to a unanimous decision out here that we shouldn't ask for our head office to make contact with us because there's very little we can do. All we can possibly do is ask them for help, and we hope that they will send out reinforcements to us because I think if it came to a fight, which we don't particularly want it to, we're hopelessly outnumbered. So let's hope that it all does get well soon, and well, we look forward to hearing from our head office. This is Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world, broadcasting 24 hours a day on VHF channel 44, 100 megacycles, in the shortwave on the 49-metre European band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on the 31-metre band, 9.94 megacycles, also on medium wave 220 metres, which is 1367 kilocycles. The right time for Bulova is exactly 2 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. And the banging you can hear in the background is that we're taking all security precautions and locking up the hatches to save anybody from coming down into the studio itself. So once more, we must tell you that there's a raid taking place at the moment, an unauthorized raid, and we're doing our best to stop everybody coming on board. So all we ask is for all our friends on the shore, that's at our head office, and also in our other offices all over the place, to send out help to us as soon as possible. These are the carpenters now. 1.5 minutes past 2 o'clock.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
It's 4.5 minutes after 2 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon, the 29th of August, 1970. And those are the carpenters, and they long to be close to you. And once more, we must tell you that there's a raid going on out here at the moment, and we've taken all precautions and have completely sewn up, as it was, all the entrances to the ship. And a tug came along about 25 minutes to two with a small boat behind it, and on this boat was a man who claims he owns this radio ship, which is completely untrue, and we are refusing to let any of the men on board. We've allowed one man on board to discuss things with the captain, but there's very little chance that they will be allowed to tow the ship away. But also, the main reason for saying this is to make contact with our head office to try and send some help out to us, because we feel that we can hold on for a while. We won't allow anybody on board, but at the same time, this can't go on indefinitely. So if anybody is listening in our head office, perhaps they would do something to send some help out to us. Thank you.